Okay. This is the very first podcast for SKS Community, otherwise known as Social Knowledge Skills. And we have Kristen Wilson on the line, and we're discussing a topic, and the topic is about becoming a new carer, and a new carer for young people who are living with a disability, and how it feels, and the new transition to a different sort of lifestyle and a new beginning for the whole family in general. So welcome, Kit. How are you feeling?
Oh, you're really good. How are you?
Yes, I'm great. Very good. I have to tell our listeners that we've known each other for a long, long time.
We have.
And this is what makes it extra special for the very first podcast.
It is.
Yes. So what we'll do is I'll just start off by asking you, how did you become a carer?
Well, on the spot, actually, I became a carer from taking on two foster children. And not to my knowledge that they were as needed therapies and care as much as what they did. So I was thrown in the deep end very quickly.
Right. And it must have been a really quite a frightening experience, because it's a little bit jumping into the unknown and very heavy on the whole family and the impact it might have on it.
Oh, it was, because we had no idea what we were in for. I have no experience with the needs that they required. I did have a sister that had special needs, and I knew her requirements, but I did not know a 2 and a 3 year old special needs with also neglect involved. So that was even more to deal with. So yeah, it was massive. It was massive for myself and the family. And me as the probably primary carer, being the mum.
Yes.
My children taking on that role as well in the family. It was very difficult. It was very difficult.
So what did you find as the most positive transition to taking on these children? So from the beginning, it was negative a little bit when you first got them, because you were really out there and you weren't quite sure where to take them to get them the services they needed. Because I don't know if you want to let everybody know what sort of disabilities the two children have.
Yeah, definitely. No secrets kept here. I had no idea with their diagnosis. They had been to a paediatrician in New South Wales. So I was kind of left to try and manage that one report. And we went from there. I tried childcare centres just to put them into while I could try and find some care that was more available to their needs. It was really difficult. I didn't know about funding. I didn't know about, I didn't know where to take them. And luckily someone said to me, you know, autistic, there are autistic, you know, early childhood centres on the Gold Coast. And I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll try there. And that was the best thing we did. So we, at that stage, we didn't have NDIS funding here on the Gold Coast. We didn't have much at all.
Right.
So that was really difficult to try and get them into a centre of that price. We're talking major prices to get the children educated in early education, early childhood. So that, you know, that's where I started. And from then on, it was a step-by-step, you know, process to get them the therapies they needed.
Yes. So really, if you weren't someone that actually had a relative that had a disability, this would have been even extra harder for you in the long run to know what to do.
Well, it's the different disabilities.
Yes.
I'm quite comfortable with epilepsy, but I'm not with, and you know, a mental health problem, but I'm not with autism. I know it's called a spectrum for a reason now. You know, so that's what, where I've learned a lot, and I have to start educating myself and wearing different hats at different parts of the day just to be able to cope and learn along with them on what their disability was. So yes. And it's not easy, as they call it, a spectrum for a reason. There is, you know, it's like 0 to 20 million spectrum accountants, you know, it's just, you know, yeah, it's just different. It's different, and it's a lot to learn.
Yes, most definitely. Well, I'd like to say thank you for taking on these two little children. I know that they've come into a beautiful family with lots of love, and that's the start to building and growing and developing a great relationship and assisting two little people that are coming from such a different place and a different world and a different environment into your happy, loving home. And you've also got two other children as well, haven't you?
That's right. Yes.
In the home.
Yeah. Yes,
so
that's right.
That dynamic as well. How did the other two children feel about them coming into the house and what was happening there? Because that'd be really hard for them to understand if we can't understand as adults what it's like to take on somebody with a disability we don't know about. What was the effect that it had on the other children in the house?
There was a lot of mixed emotions.
Yes.
At the end of the day, it was like, we're doing the right thing. We're saving these children and they need a loving home. But even today, they fight like siblings.
Yes.
It was very difficult at the start. And I remember my daughter saying to me, can we take her back to her owner? And I said, she's not an animal. She's actually a child. But she was that kind of confronted with her actions as a young autistic, severe autistic child. My
yes.
daughter had never seen anything like that before. And she was, you know, very, very taken back by it. But now they're the, you know, they're like two sisters, which is amazing to see, you know. Most
yes.
of the pictures I take in the family are those two together. So she's taken it on 100% and learning just as much as what we are as a family and learning how to cope with her different ways.
Oh, that's absolutely fabulous. And see, this is what we really need to have more going on within the community, is the fact that just because you are different and it looks like a hard situation to take on, if you hang in there and you give enough support and you find the right supports out there, that things can actually work out in and give you the best result in the end. Because I know how far those two little children have grown, and it's just amazing. It blows my mind how they've learnt so much from just changing their concept and that lifestyle. And I know I'm sort of repeating myself again, but it's, for me, being a parent of a child with a disability as well, I find that just absolutely beautiful and amazing that you have done this, because that's half the battle with going and finding services as well, is that there's not enough out there and there isn't enough information. And that's why I hope that SKS community can come to the forefront and bring more of these little companies that can assist as well as the NDIS companies, and make life a lot easier for yourself and myself and a lot of other families living in this world.
Oh, absolutely. There's just so much that for carers, it'd be so much easier if they had somewhere to go to get all the information in one place, because that's where I find, and still finding now, that I cannot find what I want. And to have that one-stop shop, whether it be taking them out in society, in social ways or actually looking for a service. That's really important because I find it difficult here on the coast. So I'm sure that other, you know, parents, carers would feel the same way too. And just knowing what my carers say to me, like, what do I do with them? Where do I take them? You know? And I go, well, you're just going to have to trial and error because there's nothing really in place, you know, to take them. But, you know, it has been trial and error. So, so what you're doing, I think it's fantastic. And we need it. We need it terribly.
Well, I think too, for myself, is the fact that I've became a support worker as well gave me more of an insight too. So my eyes were opened quite quickly as to what I had to do on a personal level with my own son out in the community, and also finding people that understood what was going on. My son has an intellectual disability, so he pretty much looks like everybody else in the community. His disability isn't that noticeable. But if he stares and people are looking at us, they don't understand why he's staring. And you're not going to go out and just tell people, hey, listen, my son's got a disability. Really, at the end of the day, they don't really need to know that. So another reason for me setting up these sort of businesses and this concept is to take him to places where he's not going to get judged, where he's not going to be looked at, where he feels comfortable where he is. And whether it's universal accessibility to a place, I hope that by reviewing and certifying these businesses and saying, hey, these guys are the best places, you know, this is the best place to go for our families. And what they say on their brochures or, you know, on the internet, on their websites is exactly what you get when you get there. Yeah. That's the most important part for me as a parent as well. So I totally get where you're coming from. Yeah.
Yeah, as a mum. Yes. You know, my little girl, she's got severe autism but also an intellect. So you're not dealing with one need, you're dealing with several. And there's a lot of areas within that need that you've got to consider, you know, like noise, sensory issues, you know. And you don't realise until you're actually out in the environment how important it is to either keep that to a minimum, you know, to keep them calm. So that's really important to have these places for them, especially my little one who's only six and wants to go to, you know, inside play centres and fairs and places like that that other kids go, but she finds it difficult.
Yes. Oh, look, most definitely. Actually, I remember meeting you and we hadn't seen each other for a long time. And it was just the funniest situation, but also a bit of a stressful situation because you had to pick up your two little foster children on that day that we met. And it can be just pandemonium. But for me, I totally understood where things were going and where the kids were coming from, but everybody else in the rest of the restaurant would have been thinking, yeah, they would have been saying, what's going on here? This looks like an interesting situation happening. They look like a interesting sort of family.
Yeah, so, yeah. My son with car sickness lying on the floor behind and it's very interesting, I must say. It was quite an interesting lunch we had.
Oh, most definitely.
What we've been through then and yes. now has yes. changed dramatically. So, and that's what I see, the positive outcomes that I see now, the therapy and the love and the consistency that they're learning, and not just the little girl, but the little boy, you know, he's a year younger and just what they're managing to, and develop now that with their therapies and love and support, it's amazing.
Yes.
Out on mini bikes on the weekend, which quite different. So yeah, but they're great. They're swimming, they're being normal children and that's important.
Yes, see, that's just so wonderful. And is there anything that you'd like to end our very first podcast with SKS community with, maybe some words of wisdom for our listeners out there?
Keep calm.
Keep calm. That's a good suggestion.
Count to 10.
Yes.
It will get better.
Very, very, yeah, I totally agree.
Where there's a way, there's a Wilson.
I love it. Thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it. And I know that we'll be having many more discussions. Absolutely. And hopefully this conversation will open up a little bit more of a forum for other people to come along and discuss what they've been through and what they find easier, hard, good and bad out and about when they're in the community.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. See ya.
Bye now.
Thank you, everyone. And that was our first podcast for SKS Community. And I would like to thank Kristen Wilson for coming along and help me discuss many of range of things that are happening out there. And just try and find a really good way to help our community.